This will be the longest field goal attempt here of this young man's career. A 38-yarder from straight on block. Picked up by DeMartelier. He tried to run it in or find somewhere to throw it. And it's still live. And it's in the end zone. What's the call? No touchdown signal, folks. No touchdown signal. Widener fans, Widener players rushing onto the field. Nobody's signaling touchdown. And it looks like they thought DeMartelier was down. And that's what they're going to rule. Nobody has signaled touchdown. And the officials are waving Widener back out onto the sideline.
Here's what happened. Both teams are celebrating. The kick is blocked by either number 6 or 26. The ball is immediately picked up by number 13, Mike DeMartelier. As it looked like he thought he was down, I believe he modeled it to number 81. It's a name that it all happened so fast in the end zone. So as Lycoming storming the field from their side saying, great, we blocked this kick, Widener storming the field thinking they got the touchdown to win it. The referees are meeting in the middle of the field. Nobody's saying anything. So right now it's a 14-14 game. Did Widener win or do we go to the second overtime?
Was there a whistle?
I did not hear a whistle, but the players on the far side of the field, I looked away. I mean, I thought the play was over. And then looked back, and there's a guy running with the ball into the end zone. Widener players are on their sideline signaling touchdown. Actually, it's mostly coaches.
I think the safest thing to do if you're this officiating crew is play a second overtime.
Right. And they're throwing.
And it is a touchdown.
Widener storming the field. Helmet get tossed.
And there's the referee finally at midfield. Throws his arms up.
Helmet's tossed on the Lycoming sideline.
What a way to finish. My goodness. If there were mud, you'd say it was a miracle. Reminiscent of the way the Linfield Central game ended in the second round of the playoffs 2 years ago. Yet with more confusion and almost as much at stake as Widener, victorious 20-14 in overtime.